The fourth-generation great-nephew of Colonel William B. Travis read a transcript of his uncle's letter as it was carried past the crowd and into the Alamo Shrine.
I shall never surrender or retreat. Then I call on you in the name of liberty, patriotism, and everything dear to the American character to come to our aid with all dispatch.
Travis's namesake, Sheriff William Barrett Travis of Denton County in North Texas, said he got goosebumps while reading the letter.
That was a humbling moment.
Texas Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson said returning the letter to the Alamo created a struggle in the state capitol over security concerns for the document. The Texas State Library and Archives Commission, however, finally gave its okay, and the letter was returned to the fortress for the first time since it left with a courier on horseback in 1836.
20 years from now, if I'm still living, this might be the thing that got done while I was land commissioner that I could be the most proud of.
The letter will be on exhibit in the Alamo for 13 days, the same length of time that the fortress was under siege, and then be returned to the state archives. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.